Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome, welcome. This is Dhwani here, and I hope you are doing lovely today. So, let's tune into conscious relationships. Today, I would like to share with you something about how to love yourself. You can search the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself. And that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. It is an unfortunate state of affairs when a genuinely kind and compassionate soul forgets to love the one person that really matters, and that is themselves. It seems as soon as our inner calling begins to bloom in us, that tells us that we are here on a mission, and that mission is to help raise the consciousness level of humanity, we innocently start our quest in trying to save everyone we meet. A part of us knows that we are the light bringers and humanity needs us, which consequently may have many of us more focused on other people and their problems as a way to feel as if we are fulfilling our own mission. What many of us may not know is that the only person we are really here to love completely and unconditionally is our own self. Through our own love of our hearts, the entire world is transformed, and as we raise our own consciousness level by loving our own hearts, we naturally will raise the consciousness level of the planet without having to abandon ourselves to save the others. This realization must hit like a hammer, isn't it? Actually, nobody needs saving. Everybody needs just loving. The only relationship that ever will truly matter or cause lasting change is the relationship with your own self. As our relationship with ourselves becomes based in love and empathy, the world as we see it begins to transform, as if to mirror back to us the higher and more loving vibration we are residing at. So, what exactly does this mean to love ourselves? I would like to share with you a few ways in which we can begin to form a more loving relationship with our own self. The first step is to get to know yourself. To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance, as said by Oscar Wilde. If we were to meet our perfect partner, what would be the first thing we would want to do with that person? Get to know them better, right? We would want to know everything about them, what they like, what they dislike, what their favorite color is, what kind of movies make them happy, what makes them cry, etc. So in order to start the process of loving your own self, you must get to know the real you behind what you think you should be like. What motivates you? What things are you passionate about? What makes you feel vulnerable? When we begin to truly form an open relationship with ourselves, we begin to cultivate honesty in our being, which allows us to be confident in who we are. As long as we are at peace with ourselves and treat ourselves with the utmost love and compassion, we will stand confident in our being, which is not only a highly attractive quality to have, but helps us to embrace our own uniqueness. The second step is to make friends with your mind, body, and spirit. You are imperfect, permanently and inevitably flawed, and you are beautiful, as said by Amy Bloom. Once we really get to know ourselves on a deep and naked level, it then becomes time for us to make friends with ourselves and lift ourselves up from the inside out by becoming our own biggest fan and greatest ally. When we are sad, we offer ourselves emotional support and compassion just like we would to a friend. It's amazing how many of us turn on our own self by becoming our own biggest critic as soon as we act in a way that we have deemed less than desirable by society's standards. Our mind is not always going to be perfect. So when we find ourselves beating up or judging ourselves, it just becomes another opportunity for us to love the part of us that judges and criticizes. Our bodies may not always be exactly where we want them to be, but if we talk to our body cells more lovingly, we will notice over time we naturally want to eat healthier, follow a healthy lifestyle, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and we will notice that we feel better as well. As we become more loving towards everything we do, we will naturally invite more of our true nature to shine through, which connects us to our soul and spirit. The third step is to connect to your inner child. A wonderful exercise to do is to think of every single emotion we have. As a child inside of our hearts that is longing for our loving attention. Sometimes children in their quest to get more of our attention act out in a negative way or throw tantrums, right? Just to get us to stop focusing on who or whatever we are focused on and bring the attention back to them. What many of us don't know is that our own hearts do the same thing. When we give our power away to others by making them the ones that have the power to make or break us through their validation and acceptance of us, we inadvertently abandon our own innocent inner child by subconsciously reinforcing the belief that someone else's opinion of us matters more than our own opinion of ourselves. It's as if we are saying to our inner child, I will accept and love you once so-and-so accepts and loves me. So until I get their love and attention, I can't give you mine. By treating each emotion we have as a cry for help from our innocent nature and unconditionally loving each emotion, we notice that our inner child no longer feels the need to act up as a way to get us to focus on him or her. The next step is to become your own safe place. This happens as a natural result of forming a more loving relationship with our inner child. As our hearts begin to feel safe, to feel however they want to feel without fear of being rejected, abandoned, or judged as wrong, we become the safest person for ourselves to be around. Soon we begin to go through life with a shield around us, which allows us to face any adversity without being stressed, worried, or afraid, without building walls around ourselves, and without running away from our own selves. The next step is to say, I love you to yourself. Sometimes the most simple of acts can be the most effective. When I love you becomes the thing we say most often to our own self, we energetically begin to vibrate at such a high state that anything of a lower vibration can't reside in our being. Try doing this one thing in the morning when you wake up before starting your day. Stand in front of the mirror. Look into your own eyes in the image in the mirror. Place your hand over your heart while you repeat these words. I love you to yourself over and over. And as you do this, you will notice an immediate feeling of relaxation and overall feeling of being safe, accepted, which is exactly how one should feel while in the presence of someone that loves them. The next step is to let your light shine on bright. As the relationship we have with ourselves begins to change, we will notice at first that the world is not reflecting back to us our own new feelings towards ourselves. We can face conflicts with people because it's not easy for everyone to accept the change in us, seeing us standing in our own truth, our own power, our own divinity, because they are so much used for us to be validated by them. Often because we feel shy or guilty about being happy around people who don't seem to be loving their own selves, we dim our shine to make others feel more comfortable. However, by doing this, we not only hurt ourselves, but we hurt them in the long run. When we become confident to be our biggest fan and love ourselves from a place of humility rather than arrogance, we will begin to give the other people in our lives the permission to do the same. And soon, the world as we know it is mirroring back to us our own light and loving nature. Well, that was all for now. So stay tuned till my next episode. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in your beautiful journey of life. And please share this episode so that more and more people can benefit. And click the subscribe button and especially the bell icon for my YouTube viewers so that you get notified every time I upload a new episode. And you're more than welcome to join our Facebook group, Cautious Relationships, or follow me on Instagram, cautious.relationships. The link is in the description box below or in the About section. Okay, so I'll leave you with that. Thank you so much for listening and have a good time. Bye-bye.